Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
This time, this afternoon, the burden that the Lord gave us is to share on God's inheritance.
今天下午主给我们的负担是交通到神赐给我们的基业。
Yes, God's inheritance to the praise of His glory.
神叫神的基业。使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And let's read a few scriptures.
让我们一起来读几处的经文。
And first, a Galatians chapter 4, verse 7.
首先，请大家翻到加拉太书第四章第七节。
And this group of verses we read yesterday, but I just want to read verse 7.
加拉太书四章是我们昨天下午读的一组经文中的一处，我们今天就读第七节。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So yes, and Chinese translation is actually better than what I'm reading now. It's to be heir through God.
在中文翻译里面比英文要好一些，就是靠着神为后嗣。
Yeah. Thank you. So, yesterday we shared on sonship.
昨天我们交通到儿子的名分。
Now here it says, if a son, then an heir.Through God.
在这里他说的乃是儿子，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So it brings us from sonship into inheritance.
所以在这里他从儿子的名分带我们到基业。
Yeah, heir is inheritor.
我们就是作为承受基业的后嗣。
So the purpose is to inherit the inheritance.
所以在这里他的目的乃是叫我们来承受基业。
Yeah. Okay, let's read a few scriptures.
好，现在让我们再读几处的经文。
And let's read Psalm 16, verse 5.
让我们读诗篇16篇第五节。
This is David's Psalm.
这是大卫的诗。
Psalm 16, verse 5. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
诗篇十六篇第五节，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
So here David says, Lord, you are my inheritance.
在这里，大卫他说，主啊，你是我的产业。
Yeah, let's come to Psalm 78.
我们再看诗篇七十八篇
，and verse 70 and 71.
第七十和七十一节。
And here it says, he also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had young, he brought him, to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance.
又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来。叫他不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
So here, what I would like to underline: Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance.
在这里我要特别强调，自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
So the Lord called Israel his own inheritance.
所以主，称呼以色列作为他自己的产业。
Yeah, let's read Book of Acts.
我们在读《使徒行传》26章。
Yeah. Now this group of verses I read to so that we can see a point that from the very very beginning, Apostle Paul, when he became apostle.The Lord actually entrusted him, entrusted to him this matter of proclaiming the insurance, inheritance. Inheritance.
这一组我要读的经文，我要先指出来，就是在保罗他一蒙召得，他得救蒙召的时候，神就给他一个托付，要他带领他的百姓们同得基业。
Yes. Okay. Let's read from verse 14 to verse 20.
我们从26章14节读到20节。
And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我们都仆倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。
So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus.Whom you are persecuting.
我说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will reveal to you.
你起来站着我特意向你显现要派你做执事做见证将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
I will deliver you from the Jews and as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and...An inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Now I want Francis to note an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我请弟兄姊妹们留意。和一切成圣的人同得基业这句话。
So it is the first time when the Lord appeared to Saul.
所以这是主第一次向扫罗显现的时候。
And then he told him.
他就告诉他。
To bring this inheritance and to tell people that there is an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
要告诉听福音的人说，叫每一个。一切成圣的人都为他预备了一份基业。
Yes, and then verse 19.
第十九节。
Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Okay, then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们再翻到以弗所书第一章。
And note that the Lord appeared to Saul, and then...He became Paul. And then Ephesians is about 25 years after that.
我们请大家留意主向称为扫罗的显现以后他之后被称为扫罗他称为保罗他写以弗所书是25年之后的事情。
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Perhaps we come to Acts chapter 20 again.
对不起，或许我们再要回到《使徒行传》，我们来看二十章。
And this is when Apostle Paul was at Ephesus after 3.5 years.
这是保罗他在以弗所服侍了三年半之后，两年半之后，他在、
yeah.
过了三年半之后呢，
yeah.
他和以弗所教会的长老们
说的话。
Yeah.
Verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Paul, Apostle Paul, never forgot that the Lord entrusted this message of inheritance to him.
所以使徒保罗从来没有忘记主所托付给他的要他传 要圣徒们一同得基业这件事情。
And then we come back to the Ephesians 1.
然后我们再来到以弗所书第一章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then verse 9 to 12.
然后第九节到第十二节。
And this, our dear brother Wong, read this morning, but let's read it again, because it's important.
这几节今天早晨王弟兄已经带我们读了，我们再读一次，因为他们非常重要。
You know, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And then verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him.Who worked all things according to the counsel of his will.
第十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Yeah. And in verse 12, that we who first hoped in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
第十二节，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So after this morning, all of us are very familiar with this verse.
今天早晨之后，我们所有的人对这一节都非常的熟悉了。
And then, verse 14.
我们在读十四节。
Talking about the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里谈到圣灵。
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And then, verse 18-23.
然后第十八到二十三节。
Now, verse 14, let me just explain a little bit. And verse 11,The Ephesians 1 talk about inheritance three times.
在以弗所书第一章讲到基业有三次。
And the first time is verse 11. He talks about we have obtained an inheritance.
在十一节里面，他讲到我们在他里面得了基业。
Yeah. And verse 14, it says the Holy Spirit will guarantee.Our inheritance.
在第十四节里面说，圣灵保证我们要得基业。
And then let's read verse 18. Verse 18 says that we are actually that inheritance.
我们在读十八节，十八节里面讲到，我们实际上就是神的基业。
Yeah, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Yeah. I think we can just stop here and let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.
我想我们可以暂时停在这里，让我们一同低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we really thank you, really praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, because Lord, you have given us an inheritance.
主啊，因为你已经赐给我们一个基业。
A glorious inheritance.
是荣耀的基业。
And Lord, we also praise you.
主啊，我们也赞美你。
And this inheritance and our Lord Jesus is way beyond what we could think of.
这一份基业就是我们的主耶稣基督，是远超过我们所能思想的。
But Lord, you're going to open our eyes this time.
主啊，愿你在这时 开我们的眼睛。
In the whole conference time, the Lord, you have been with us.
主啊，在整个特会的时间中，你都与我们同在。
Lord, you have a burden that we can open our eyes to see this glory.
主啊，我们知道你有一个负担，你要开我们的眼睛，让我们能看见这荣耀。
Lord, we have a confidence, our confidence that Lord, you are responsible.
主啊，我们有信心，有把握，我们知道你负我们一切的责任。
So Lord, we know that this afternoon, Lord, we entrust ourselves to you, all of us.
所以今天下午，主啊，我们把我所有的人都交在你的手中。
But there is no veil between us and you.
在你我之间，再没有幔子。
So Lord, speak beyond the weakness of your servants.
主啊，越过你仆人的软弱，你来说话。
Lord, we praise you. We shall see your glory. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主啊，我们赞美你，我们要看见你的荣耀。奉你荣耀的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about sonship.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，昨天下午我们谈到了儿子的名分。
Now we thank the Lord. It actually is His intent for each of us to be His sons, His son according to sonship.
我们感谢神，照着他自己的旨意，我们每一个人都要照着儿子的名分来做他的儿子。
Now His idea of sonship is from the very, very beginning.
他对于儿子名分的这个意念是在原初一开始的时候就有的。
Now there was love in it.
在他的里面有爱。
And there was responsibility that He requires of His sons.
而且他对他的儿子的要求有一个责任。
And also, he also expects his sons to represent him.
他也期望他的儿子能够代表他。
And then, pulling this all things together, he called it covenant.
把这一切都放在一起，我们就称他做约。
It's very, very serious matter in his mind.
在神的心中是一件非常非常严肃的事情。
And I thank the Lord, in the New Testament time, the apostles call it sonship.
我们感谢主，到了新约时代，使徒们称他做儿子的名分。
So it is a very, very serious matter.
所以它是一件非常非常严肃的事。
But on the other hand, the Lord uses all His effort, the effort of the Father, the effort of the Son, the effort of the Holy Spirit to make that happen to us.
那另外一面，我们看见在神格中，父神、子神和灵神，他们用尽了他们全力，要叫这件事情能够成就。
Yeah, to happen to you, happen to me.
要他能够成就在你和我的身上。
Especially today, the Holy Spirit is doing His perfecting us in us.
特别是现在这个时刻，圣灵正在我们里面做成全的工作。
And I'm very thankful that this morning our brother refer to the Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
我非常感谢主，今天早晨我们弟兄引用了罗马书第八章二十三节的话。
Now it talks about that we are waiting the whole creation wait for something for sonship.
在那里说到全体的受造都在那里叹息等候神的众子，就是儿子的名分显现出来。
Yes, so that God's many sons will be mature.
就是叫神的众子都能够成熟。
And the sonship can be a reality.
这个儿子的名分成为实际。
And actually can be perfected.
可以被成全。
And then that's what our brother mentioned this morning is the redemption of the body.
所以我们的弟兄今天早上讲到，那就是我们的身体得赎。
So the sonship is fully accomplished in each one of us.
所以这个儿子的名分在我们每一个人身上完全的得以成就。
So we thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢神。
It's hard for us to believe that that would happen to each one of us.
要我们来相信每一个人都能够达到，这是不太容易的。
But brother and sister, it's not our work; it is His work.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这不是你我努力的工作，而是他自己的工作。
Now, as long as we are willing to yield to that,
只要我们肯降服，
and he is going to make that work.
他就要开始做这个工作。
We praise the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢神。
Now, then, the Galatians 4:7 says that, yes, we are sons. Now, because we are sons, we become inheritors.
在加拉太书里面告诉我们说，我们现在成了儿子，既是儿子，我们就靠着神承受基业。
So it's the next step.
这是再进一步了。
Yeah, it is. We are sons now, but the Lord expects us to inherit the inheritance.
现在我们已经是儿子了，但是主盼望我们能够来承受他预备的基业。
That's a big responsibility.
这是一个极大的责任。
So the emphasis of inheritance is responsibility.
所以当我们讲到这个基业的重点乃是责任。
So we'll talk about that today.
所以今天我们要讲一点这个。
I think at the beginning, we should think about a long time ago.
在开头的时候，我想我们要回到非常早的以前。
And let's think about, let's read the Hebrews chapter 11, a few verses.
请我们看希伯来书第十一章的几节经文。
This talks about the whole family, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, and even Joseph.
在这里讲到一个整个的家族，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，甚至讲到约瑟。
And then Sarah also.
也讲到撒拉。
Yeah, so the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 16.
希伯来书第十一章第十三节到十六节。
These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them from afar, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For those who say such things declare clearly that they seek a homeland.
说这些话，说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country.Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
So the whole family, several generations.
所以这一个家族的好几代。
Man and woman.
男人和女人。
Abraham, Sarah.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
Isaac.
以撒。
Jacob,
雅各
and Joseph,
还有约瑟
the whole family,
而这整个家族
the Bible says that they have not received the promise on earth.
圣经告诉我们说他们并没有在地上得着神所应许的
but they see from far a better country.
但是他们却从远处看见更美的家乡
a better country which is in heaven.
这就是在天上那更美的家乡。
So God is not ashamed to be called their God.
所以神被他们称作他们的神也不以为耻。
God is really pleased with them.
神在他们身上是非常的喜悦的。
So dear brothers and sisters, from the very, very beginning, the inheritance is not a material thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们在一开头的时候，这一个基业它不是一个物质的东西。
They have not received the promise on earth.
他们在地上没有得着那个所应许的。
But they look for a better country which is in heaven.
但是他们却在天上看见了更美的家乡。
So the real inheritance is spiritual.
所以那个真正的基业乃是属灵的。
The real inheritance is with God.
那个真正的基业乃是在神那里。
How do we know that's the real one?
我们怎么知道那是真的呢？
Because God's heart was pleased.
因为神的心喜悦。
He's not ashamed to be called their God.
他被他们称作他们的神也不以为耻。
A few years, I mean, I would say, like maybe 400 years later.
或许大概经过四百年之后
Yeah, at the time of Moses
在摩西的时刻
And then there was this brother by the name of Caleb
有一位弟兄他的名字叫做加勒
Now Caleb was born and raised in Egypt
加勒是出生并且成长在埃及的
But he loved the Lord
但是他爱主
He knew all the history of his people
他知道他自己民族整个的历史
And he was made a chief of the tribe of Judah
他成为犹大支派的族长
And that year when the Israelites were coming close to the south of the promised land
当以色列百姓他们临近了应许之地南边接近的地方
Yes, so they were sent four, I mean, 12 spies were sent into spy the land.
我们看见有十二个年轻的族长被派去窥探那地。
Yes, and Caleb was one of them.
加勒是他们其中一位。
So at that time he was 40 years old.
那个时候他大概四十岁。
Now he saw 40 days in there.
在那里他们观察了四十天。
And for these 40 days, something came up in his heart.
在这四十天里面，在他心里面涌出一个一件事情。
And I believe he must have been thinking about this inheritance.
我想呢，他很可能一定想到呢，基业这件事情。
He thought about his forefathers Abraham.
他开始想到他的先祖亚伯拉罕。
Sarah.
撒拉。
Isaac.
以撒。
Jacob.
雅各。
He thought about all of them.
他想到他们所有的人。
He thought about how much fellowship they had, deep fellowship they have in each one's life.With the Lord.
他想到在他们每一个人身上他们和主之间有何等深的交通
And he thought about all these people except for Joseph. All of them, one generation after another generation, they chose to be buried in this place called Hebron.
他想到呢除了约瑟以外他们三代一代一代呢他们都选择要自己被埋在希伯伦
Now so he came back.
所以他从迦南地回来之后
yeah, 40 days came back, came out.
40天之后他们出来之后
Now we all know the story the 10 spies says gave an evil report
我们都知道那个故事有十个探子报恶信
Yes, they are just like ordinary people They saw the difficulty of this fight
他们像平常人一样就看见那一块地他们要进去的那个困难。
Yeah, the people, the soldiers there were so high, so tall.
在那里的人像巨人一样。
And the castle was so strong.
那里的城堡是那么的坚固。
And they say they saw us, I mean, we see ourselves as grasshopper, and they see us as grasshopper too.
他说呢，我们看在他们面前看自己像蚂蚱一样，他像蚱蜢一样，他们看我们也是如此。
Now, but.That Caleb came out to say, "The Lord has given this land to us. We should go in."
但是加勒却说，主若许可我们进去，让我们进去，我们要得主。
So the story we all know. So finally, the people, especially the men, they say, "No, no, no, we cannot go in. Too hard."
我们知道听见这些信息的人，大部分的人都说，我们不要进去，
so finally,
太难了。
The Lord the,Send them back to the wilderness.
所以呢，最后主带他们再回到旷野。
38 years.
他们在旷野38年。
And then finally, the second generation move in.
最后呢，第二代他们进去了。
And then 7 years later.
在进去之后七年。
When the land was supposed when to be divided.
当那他们要分地业的时候。
Now Caleb went to Joshua.
加勒到约书亚面前。
He said, Brother, remember.The time when we went in, I was 40 years old.
他告诉约书亚说，弟兄啊，你记得我们第一次进去的时候，我才四十岁。
And then the Lord, I mean Moses has promised this Hebron to me.
摩西呢，那时候已经应许要把希伯伦赐给我。
So brother, please give this land to me.
所以弟兄啊，你要把这一块地分给我。
I'm now 85 years old.
现在我已经85岁。
But I'm as strong as as the time I'm 40.
我现在力量像我四十岁时候一样。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，The inheritance of the Lord grabbed his heart.
主的基业抓住了他的心。
And all these 45 years, he did not forget Hebron.
在这45年之间他从来没有忘记过希伯伦。
So when he was 85, he still wanted that place to conquer.
所以85岁的时候他仍然要去征战胜过他。
Yes, this is the story of Caleb.
这就是迦勒的故事。
The inheritance of the Lord grabbed his heart.
主的基业抓住了他的心。
Now when we come to, sometime later, we come to the story of Ruth.
再过了一点时候我们来到了路德的年代。
And the Ruth was a Moabite.
路德是一个摩亚女子。
And she was married to the Israelites.
她嫁给了以色列人。
And the family history was a little miserable.
他们家族的历史是很可悲的。
But somehow, Ruth saw in her mother-in-law, Naomi, something very, very special.
但是不知道为什么，路德在她的婆婆身上看见了一件非常特别的事情。
And the family was actually a bit miserable.
实际上这个家族呢是蛮可怜的。
But she saw in Naomi a God which is superior.
但是她从南俄米身上看见她的神是伟大的、极大的、超越的神。
So, yes. So when Naomi asked Ruth, "Go back to your fathers, go back to your brothers, and get married again."
所以当拿俄米催促她说：“你回到你的父家，回到你弟兄那里，你可以再结婚。
”And then Ruth said, "No."
但是路德却说不。
Said, "Your God is my God."
他说：“你的神就是我的神。
”And your people.My people.
你的名就是我的名。
And wherever you dwell, I will dwell.
你在哪里住，我也必在哪里住。
And wherever you die, I will die.
你死在哪里，我也要在那里死。
And I will be buried there.
而且我要葬在那里。
So thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
Ruth sees something superior.
我们看见了，路德看见了一件超越的事。
And Ruth sees something glorious.
路德看见了一件荣耀的事。
I don't think if you ask Ruth, Ruth can tell you all these good terms, glory, superior, and he wouldn't be able to say any of this.
我想，若是你遇见路德，你问他说他这个荣耀啊、超越、极美啊，他都不会说的。
Yeah, but there's something that grabbed her heart.
但是就是有一件事抓住了他的心。
And that is more important than anything.
那比任何事都更重要。
It's more important than life and death.
这比他的生和死更重要。
And more important than his father's home.
这比他的父家更重要。
So she went with Naomi.
所以他就跟从了拿俄米。
So we know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
The book of Ruth is a story of inheritance.
路德记的故事是讲到产业的故事。
So Ruth went in.
所以路德进了迦南。
So,They came to the Boaz's farm.
所以他来到了波阿斯的田间。
So, coming to the third chapter.
到了路德记第三章。
It is very, very interesting.
在这里非常有趣的。
When Ruth had a chance to privately with Boaz.
当路德有机会单独的和波阿斯相处的时候。
And Ruth said, You have the right to redeem me.
路德告诉波阿斯说，你有权来把我赎回来。
Yes, and then of course the Boaz said that, you know, from the very beginning we see you as a woman of virtue.
波阿斯就告诉他说，从一开头我们看见你就看见你是一个有才德的妇人。
Yes, and a young man, whether rich or poor, you have not followed.
你没有跟从，无论是贫富，没有跟从那些年轻人。
Now everybody in our village saw that you are a woman of virtue.
在我们村里，每一个人都辨认出来，你是一个有才德的妇人。
So we know finally, Boaz married Ruth.
所以最后呢，波阿斯与路德结婚了。
The interesting thing is when she first had the chance to talk about these things with Boaz, she didn't say, I love you.
很有趣的事情就是她第一次碰见波阿斯的时候她并没有说我爱你。
She said, you have the right to redeem me.
他反而说你有权来赎我。
What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，那是什么意思呢？
See, is you have a right so that I become an inheritance. I become associated with the inheritance of God.
他说你有一个权利能够赎我回来，使我能够成为神的产业，我能够承受产业。
Yes, so she said, so that I can become a member of Judah.
所以我就能够成为犹大支派的一个成员。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is from the very beginning, she said, your God is my God, your people is my people.
这一句话反映出他一开头说的那句话，说你的神就是我的神，你的名就是我的名。
Yeah. And then her great-grandson was David.
他的曾孙第五代的孙子就是大卫。
So in the case of David, David's feeling about this inheritance is very, very strong.
所以在大卫的身上，他对于基业这件事情是有非常强烈的感觉的。
No, we really cannot say that it's because of Naomi so that David has such a feeling about inheritance.
我们可能不能这样说哈，大卫有这个感觉是因为路德的缘故。
Yeah.But David saw the inheritance as something that he has to have.
但是大卫在他的感觉里面，基业是他必须要得着的。
He said, "The Lord is my inheritance."
他说，耶和华我的神是我的产业。
And then later, after he was chased around by Saul for 10 years,
之后他被扫罗追赶了大约有十年。
And we mentioned yesterday that when he had a chance to kill Saul, he didn't.
昨天我们已经谈到了，他有两次机会来杀扫罗，但是他却没有这样做。
But he told Saul, he said, you know, there's one thing, if people want to drive me outside of the inheritance of God, I cannot accept that.
他告诉扫罗说，若是人要把我赶出耶和华的产业，这件事是我不能接受的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord as his inheritance is much more important than anything.
主自己和他的产业对大卫来说比任何其他的事更重要。
Thank the Lord appreciate that.
感谢神，神对这个感觉他是非常在意的，非常感激的。
In the life of David,The Lord appeared to him, the revelation appeared to him in a very special way.
神非常欣赏大卫这样的感觉，所以神的启示就临到了大卫。
Yeah, and David, we remember in Psalm 110, he says, The Lord says to my Lord, sit on my right until I make your enemy your footstool.
所以我们记得在诗篇110篇里面，大卫看见了这件事，说我主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Yes, the David has two lords.
在大卫而言，他有两位主。
He's telling the Lord Jehovah,
他对主耶和华神说，
so, On your right there is a Lord.
在你的右手边坐了一位主。
And he is my Lord.
他是我的主。
So the Lord says to my Lord.
所以我主对我的主说。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord shows David that he has another Lord, which David called my Lord.
主耶和华向大卫启示说，他还有另外一个主，是大卫称作我主的。
And then at the end of David's life, I think it's in the Second Samuel chapter 23.
在大卫末年的时候，我想记载在撒母耳记下23章。
Yeah, David finally says, you know, the Lord has a righteous ruler.
大卫最后说，我们的神有一位公义的治理者。
Yes, and he can make he can bring the rain, he can bring the sunshine, he can make everything grow.
他能够带下阳光，带下雨水，使万物生长。
He said, "But my family is not like that."
但是我的家却不是这样。
So he's talking about a righteous ruler.
他在那里讲到一位公义的治理者。
So thank the Lord. David was one of the best kings. Probably it is the best king in Israel.
我想呢，大卫是整个以色列历史中最好的王。
Actually, the Lord used David as a standard for kings.
实际上呢，神用大卫做所有列王的君王的这个标准。
Yes, but brothers and sisters, you see, all the time when David was king, before him there was a Lord. The Lord led him to be a king.
在大卫做王整个的年日中间，在他面前永远有一位主，是那位主引导他怎样做王。
But sisters, it is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很稀奇的。
And then, so all through, whether it's Caleb, or whether it's Ruth, and whether it's David, there's something the inheritance of God drew them.
所以在无论是在加勒、路德或者大卫身上，在他们里面都有一件事情，就是神的基业来驱使他们的人生。
Yes, there's a vision, there's a force that actually led them.
在他们里面有一个意象，有一个力量来引导他们。
In Revelation, I think it's chapter 5.
在启示录，我想大概是第五章。
And it says, it calls Lord Jesus the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
在那里称我们的主耶稣做犹大支派的狮子。
So we have Caleb, who is of the tribe of Judah, Ruth,who was a Moabite, but she became of the tribe of Judah, and David's the tribe of Judah.
在这里，所以我们看见，加勒是犹大支派的，路德是一个摩亚女子，却成为犹大支派的，人。然后还有大卫。
Thank the Lord. In their hearts, there is a leader.
感谢主，在他们的心中有一位，带领者。
Yeah, that leader lead them to see.The spiritual inheritance.
在他们里面的那带领者引导他们来看见这属灵的基业
，and to treasure the spiritual inheritance.
并且来宝贵这个属灵的基业。
So, brothers and sisters, you know when we look at these things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们来思想这些事情
，whether what does Abraham's family saw?
不论亚伯拉罕他们家族看见什么。
Now, whether, you know,
是否
that Caleb saw,
或者加勒看见什么
and what Ruth saw,
或者路德看见什么
what David saw,
大卫看见
the spiritual inheritance,
这个属灵的产业
are they different?
他们是不是不一样的呢
they are all the same,
他们都是一样的
they saw the same spiritual inheritance,
他们都看见同一个属灵的基业
and it's just a matter of clearerOr when time goes on, seeing clearer and clearer.
在他们身上的差别就是谁看得比较清楚，或者随着年日越过越清楚明亮。
So we thank the Lord. There's the Lion in the tribe of Judah.
所以我们感谢神，在犹大支派有一个狮子。
And he led the history.
他引导了，展开了整个历史。
Now he led the people.To seek the spiritual inheritance.
他引导他的百姓来寻求这属灵的基业。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so, oftentimes we kind of felt that we don't have the vision.
许多时候我们感觉好像我没有意象。
We don't have the so-called heavenly vision.
我们没有所谓的那从天上来的意象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I think if you see the people, these people,
如果你看这些人物的话
you know, the first thing is that they treasure the spiritual inheritance.
在他们身上第一件事你留意到他们宝贵这个属灵的基业
Yeah, this spiritual inheritance becomes clearer and clearer in their life.
这个属灵的基业在他们的一生中间是越过越清楚的
It became their vision.
这成为他们的意象。
What the inheritance may be of historical in nature.
这一个基业呢，可能 在性质上它是一个历史性的。
Yes, it's because it's Abraham, Sarah, and so on.
因为他们，我们看见是亚伯拉罕、撒拉和其他的人。
But it doesn't matter because it's so real.
但是弟兄姊妹，这无关紧要，对他们而言是那么的真实。
So when Caleb sees this,
所以当加勒看见了
，it's so important to him.
这个对他来讲就变成那么重要。
38 years in the desert, in the wilderness, doesn't matter.
以至于那38年在旷野里面微不足道。
Yeah, that all his body, all his buddies of his same generation men all die.
跟他同一代的所有的好朋友都倒闭了。
And then he had with others to bring up the next generation.
然后我们看见有其他的人，就是下一个下一代的人跟他一起。
But all through these many years, this spiritual inheritance always before his eyes.
但是在这所有的年日中间，这个属灵的基业一直在他的里面。
It becomes his vision.
成为他的意象。
The vision means whether time goes on, whether time is difficult, whether it's all kinds of troubles, his heart.Is still aiming at that, no change.
啊，这个意象的意义就是，不论时光怎样流逝，怎样有难处、有问题、有麻烦，这个意象在他里面一直抓住他，成为他的目标。
We thank the Lord. All these things, spiritual inheritance, when we come to the New Testament, thinking back, it is Lord Jesus.
感谢主，到了新约时代，在旧约里面讲到这属灵的基业。我们知道，那就是指着主耶稣说的。
So we thank the Lord, God is pleased to reveal His sons in us.
所以我们感谢神，我们的父将他的爱子耶稣基督启示给我们。
So dear brothers and sisters, not only have a hope, but also have the assurance. Now, if we love this His inheritance,
所以弟兄姊妹们，啊，这不仅是。我们这个基业，若是我们里面爱他
yeah, ，Don't worry whether I see the vision or not. Now, if we love this spiritual inheritance,
我们不要在意呢，我到底有没有看见异象。若是我们爱这个基业的话
，Yeah, and then one of these days, by His mercy and by His purpose, He will show you, He will show me that vision.
迟早在这些日子里面。他要向我们指示这一个意象。
The spiritual inheritance becomes our vision.
这一个属灵的基业就成为我们的意象。
And we will be like Caleb for 45 years, never forget Hebron.
所以我们就会像加勒一样，45年过来了，从来没有忘记希伯伦。
And we could be like Ruth, you know, have never seen Bethlehem before.
我们也可能像路德一样，以前呢，他从来没有看见过。
But you could see something really beautiful.
但是他可以从远处看见他的美丽。
Really superior.
真正的那个超越。
Your God is my God.
你的神是我的神。
Your people, my people.
你的民是我的民。
Just thank the Lord for that.
好，我们为此感谢神。
Now we come to the time of Paul.
我们来到保罗的时候。
You know, we know that Paul was Saul.
我们知道保罗之前。叫做扫罗
，and he was so advanced in Judaism.
他在犹太教里面呢，是跑在最前面。
And he was Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was well respected.
他是一个被人尊敬的。
He's a true Pharisee.
他是一个真法利赛人。
And then all the things that the best of the Jewish religion he adopted.
他承受了。犹太教里面最好的东西。
And then he, and then there was an incident.
然后发生了一件事。
In Jerusalem, there's a person by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He showed up.
在耶路撒冷，啊，有一个人被称作拿撒勒人耶稣出现了。
And that became a problem for the Judaism.
这个对整个犹太教。是一个大麻烦。
And that became a problem for Saul.
这对扫罗而言也是一个问题。
Because he didn't like it.
因为他不喜欢。
And then until the day Lord Jesus was crucified.
直到有一天主耶稣被钉十字架。
And then later there was this person by the name of Stephen.
之后呢，有一个人叫做斯提凡。
Now Stephen, in his last day, he had to explain things to the Jewish council.
斯提凡在地上的最后一天，他向着犹太教的公会要解释一件事情。
And Saul was there.
扫罗也在其中。
Why Saul was there? Because he was superior, a superior Jew. He was a superior Pharisee.
为什么扫罗能在那里呢？因为他是一个非常了不起的犹太人，又是一个了不起的法利赛人。
And then Stephen says, "We talk about the law." We talk about the temple. We talk about the circumcision, as this is the best tradition.
然后斯提凡做见证说，我们谈到律法，我们谈到圣殿，我们谈到割礼，因为这是我们犹太教最好的传统。
But our interpretation is all wrong.
但是我们所有对这些的解释都错了。
And they couldn't stand that.
他们没有办法接受，不能忍受，他们就用石头打死他。
And then Saul was there actually taking care of all these clothing.
扫罗在那里呢，看守那些丢石头人的衣服。
But the impression of what Stephen said hit his heart.
但是斯提凡所做见证，深深地印在他的心里。
Yeah, he couldn't forget that.
他没有办法忘记。
And then we know that on the way to Damascus.
然后我们知道他去大马色的路上。
Now a bright light from heaven shone on him.
从天上有大光四面照着他。
And struck him down from the horse.
把他击倒在地上。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
有声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
用脚踢刺是难的。
What are the goats?
什么是那个？
那个刺。
是什么是那个刺棍呢
？This name, the Jesus of Nazareth, that show up is a goat.
这一个出现的拿撒勒人耶稣的名字，对扫罗来讲，就好像一个刺痛的棍子一样。
Now this what Stephen says was a goat.
对斯提凡而言呢，那个是个刺棍。
对扫罗，
对
to Saul, what Stephen said.Was a goat.
对扫罗而言呢，斯提凡所说的这个话是一个刺棍。
So what Saul said, what Stephen said, it totally shattered Saul's belief.
对于扫罗而言呢，斯提凡所说的话把扫罗一生的信仰通通击碎了。
So he thought the spirit, the inheritance of God, was the temple, the law.The circumcision.
对扫罗而言，神所给他们的基业就是律法、圣殿和割礼。
And according to the interpretation of the Jews.
这是照着犹太人他们的解释。
And now this thing is shattered.
那这些都被击碎了。
None of this interpretation was the inheritance.
而这些的解释都不是那个基业真正的意义。
Then very quickly he learned.
很快的他就学到。
So the, what is the real inheritance from the Lord?
那么从主那里来真正的基业是什么呢？
Now to interpret the law, to interpret the temple, to interpret the circumcision, the only way is to interpret these from the light of Jesus.
要解释律法、圣殿还有割礼，必须要从耶稣基督的光中来看。
So,He changed.
所以他改变了。
So he really now got the inheritance of God.
现在他真正的知道了神所赐的基业是什么。
So finally, 20 some years later, I think probably even more, he can tell the King Agrippa, now I have not been disobedient, to the heavenly vision.
所以在那之后，大概27年或者更长一点的时间，他站在亚基帕王面前的时候。他能够说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So the spiritual inheritance now becomes his vision.
所以这个属灵的基业，现在对保罗而言，那就是天上来的意象。
So only Jesus, only Christ Jesus is the basis of our understanding of the Old Testament.
唯有基督耶稣才能够帮助我们真正明白旧约。
Yeah, only Jesus Christ can make us a people that fulfill God's covenant with us.
唯有基督耶稣能够使我们成为一般成全，让神的约在我们身上成全的人。
So we have already read that day the Lord entrusted this thing to Paul.
所以我们已经读了在那一天呢，主怎样对保罗说。
Yeah, he said, no, now you have to go and open the eyes of the Jews and Gentiles.
主告诉他说，你去向犹太人和外邦人开他们的心眼。
And you have to let them know that there is an inheritance waiting for them.
让他们知道有一个基业等着他们。
Now that inheritance that they will obtain with those who are sanctified by faith in me.
他们要与那些一同同盟赦罪、同盟成圣的人一同来得这基业。
So he's telling Paul that there were people who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以他告诉保罗说呢，有一些人他们借着信心在我里面呢得成圣洁。
And then they are going to inherit inheritance.
他们要来承受这个基业。
And then everybody who has his eyes open will inherit the same inheritance.
每一个眼睛得开的人，他们要承受同样的基业。
Now these people who inherit the inheritance are people who has faith in me.
而这些能够承受这个基业的，他们乃是在我里面得着了信心。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's very interesting to see that the first day when the Lord met him, the first day the Lord tell him to preach the message of inheritance.
所以这很有趣的是，就是主让他，主遇见他的第一天就告诉他说，你要承受基业。
Yes, and to tell people to receive the inheritance.
而且告诉传这个信息，我们要承受基业。
Now, about 20 years later, when Paul was at Ephesus,
在二十年之后，当保罗在以弗所教会
and the last day when he was talking to the elders of the Ephesus church,
他向以弗所教会的长老们告别的那最后一天，
he says, I'm going to leave you.
他说我要离开你们，
but I entrust you to the Lord and his word of grace.
但是我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的话语，
and so that you can receive,
这样
you can receive an inheritance with those who are sanctified in me.
叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So brothers and sisters, this is his last word to the Ephesians.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是保罗对以弗所弟兄姊妹们最后的话。
To receive an inheritance with all the saints who are sanctified in me.
与一切成圣的人同得基业。
Now, about five years later, he wrote this letter of Ephesians to the Ephesians people.
大约五年之后，他就写了以弗所书给以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹。
Now there, he poured out this idea of inheritance.
在那里呢，他把他对于基业这个意念的认识倾倒出来。
Yes, so in the first chapter of Ephesians,
在以弗所书第一章里，
he mentioned inheritance three times.
他提到基业三次。
So the first time is verse 11.
第一次是在第十一节。
He says, we are going to receive the inheritance.
他说我们在他里面也得了基业。
And then immediately say to the praise of his glory.
立刻他就说叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
And the second time is in 14, verse 14.
第二次是在十四节。
He says the Holy Spirit is going to guarantee one thing.
他说圣灵要为我们做职做保证。
Yeah, he is going to guarantee that you receive that inheritance.
他要保证你我能够得着这个基业。
Not only that, the Holy Spirit will guarantee then the next thing that he's going to say.
不仅如此，圣灵也要保证他将要说的话。
That's in verse 18.
那就是第十八节。
In verse 18, the Apostle Paul says, May the Lord open our eyes.
在十八节里面，保罗祷告说，愿主开我们心中的眼睛。
And so that we see the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints.
好叫我们看见他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Apostle Paul likes to use long sentences.
使徒保罗呢，喜欢说很长的句子。
So, the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints.
这句话很长，在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So, at this minute, let's just say one, just look at one thing. So Paul is essentially saying that, you know, we are the saints are his inheritance. The first thing.
保罗在这里讲的，他真的是说到，我们这些圣徒就是神的基业。
So, not only we're going to receive the inheritance.
所以不仅我们要得着基业。
Verse 11.
在十一节。
By verse 18.We will become his inheritance.
在十八节里面讲到，我们就成为他的基业。
Remember Psalm, in the Psalm it says, Jacob, my people, Israel, my inheritance.
我们记得刚才读的诗篇里面讲到，雅各是我的百姓，子民，以色列是我的产业。
Yes, so here he says that we are that inheritance.
在这里保罗就告诉我们，我们就是那个产业。
And a wonderful thing is, in between the Holy Spirit is going to guarantee that this happen. Both things happen.
而很奇妙的事情就是呢，在这两件事中间，圣灵保证我们，他必定要成全。
Yeah, both that we're going to receive the inheritance, also we are going to be the inheritance.
我们不仅要承受产业，而且我们也成为产业。
The brothers and sisters,What inheritance are we inheriting?
弟兄姊妹们，我们所承受的是什么基业呢？
Now, in the first chapter of Ephesians, this morning Brother Wang read all these verses.
今天早晨在以弗所书第一章里面，王弟兄读了这些所有的经文。
Let me just say two things.
我只要讲两件事。
What is that inheritance?
那个基业是什么？
The first thing is in verse 3.
第一件事是在第三节。
The, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Yeah, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
天上各样属灵的福气。
Yeah, that God has given us in Christ.
那是神在基督里赐给我们的。
So that's part of it.
这是那个基业的一部分。
But this is just one sentence, but it means a lot.
虽然它只有一句话，却是有丰富的意义。
We say grace,
我们讲恩典。
God's grace,
神的恩典。
God's truth,
神的真理。
God's love,
神的爱。
And God's patience,
神的忍耐。
God's kindness,
神的恩慈。
And God's leading to us,
神向我们的引导。
Everything,
每一件事。
Every spiritual blessing is given to us.
每一个属灵的福气。神在基督里赐给我们。
Now it's given to us, he says, in Christ.
神是怎么赐给我们？是在基督里赐给我们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Don't think this thing as too complicated.
不要认为这个事情太复杂。
It is something so simple.
这是非常简单的。
You know, today, brothers and sisters, we all sit here.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们都坐在这里。
And we have a heart for the Lord.
我们有一颗向着主的心。
Any brother, say something about Lord Jesus, your heart jumps.
任何一个人讲关于主耶稣的事，我们心就跳起来。
And anybody who lead a song about Lord Jesus, our heart jump.
任何人领一首关于主耶稣的诗歌，我们心就跳跃。
Every spiritual blessing comes to us in Christ.
所有属灵的福气都在基督里临到了我们。
Now, if it's a heavenly or spiritual blessing, it must be in Jesus.
这一个每一个。天上属灵的福气都必须是在基督里。
So, in Christ is everything.
所以在基督里就有了一切。
Now, outside of Christ, there's absolutely nothing.
在基督之外什么都没有。
If you think, if you have a feeling of something, but that's not in Christ, throw it away, it doesn't belong.
如果你对某一件事情有一个感觉，但是它不在基督里，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，快快把它丢掉。
It's not from heaven.
因为那不是从天上来的。
It's not spiritual blessing.
那不是属灵的祝福。
It's not any of the spiritual blessing in the heavenly place.
那根本不是从天上来的各样属灵的福气。
Brothers and sisters, I know you know this.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信你们知道这件事。
But just remember, outside of Lord Jesus, there's nothing.
我们要记得，在基督之外一无所有。
Now, inside of Lord Jesus, there's everything.
但在基督里，我们就有了一切。
So this is spiritual blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的祝福。
And this is inheritance.
这是我们的基业。
There's a second point in the first chapter about spiritual inheritance.
在第一章里面，关于基业有第二个点。
And that is the mystery of God's will.
那个就是神旨意的奥秘。
Yeah, this mystery of God's will now is given to us in Christ.
这个神旨意的奥秘现在在基督里已经赐给你我了。
And now it says that in the fullness of time.
他说到当日期满足的时候。
Now, everything is going to be headed up in Christ.
天上地上的一切所有都要在基督里同归于一。
Now we heard it this morning.
今天早上我们已经听见。
It says a lot.
他说了很多。
Yeah, it's full of meaning.
在这里面充满了意义。
But the basic thing is to head up in Christ.
但是这个在基督里同归于一，它基本上说什么呢？
It means that we are all together, as our brother said this morning.
就像我们弟兄今天早上说的，我们都在一起。
Now we are here is not like a scattered people.
我们在这里不是分散的子民。
We are here. There is the God's purpose that lead us.
在这里我们看见神的旨意目的引导我们。
We are glued together by the purpose of God.
我们借着神的旨意我们被结合在一起。
And we are supposed to express the beauty of the Lord.
我们在一起是为着要来表达主的荣美。
But the word summed up is also translated as a head up in Christ.
这一个同归于一另外一面呢，就在基督里面，使他做元首。
Yes, it's the picture is that this all these people together, but then there's a head on top.
在这里虽然有许多不同的人聚在一起，但是这些人上面有一位有一个头在他们上面。
Yes. And that actually is a very it's an explicit part of that word head.
这一个头这个字呢是非常明确的。
Yeah, it's the word sum up or the word translated head up. And that word inside there's a part called head.
在这一个同归于一里面它有一个意义是讲到头的意思。
And that Greek word has this part in there is called head.
在希腊文这一个字里面有一部分是指着头说的。
Yes, so dear brothers and sisters, it's wonderful.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是很奇妙的。
We are together, or we are summed up together,Not just as no direction.
我们被集合在一起，并不是没有方向的。
That there is a direction.
有一个方向。
The direction is according to the head.
这个方向是根据于头。
Now we are together, not without characters.
我们聚在一起也不是没有性格、没有特性的。
There is a character.
是有一个性格在这里。
The character is the character of the head.
这个聚在一起团体的性格。就是头的性格。
And the wonder is, as our brother said, today we are the first true hope.
而这稀奇的事情，就像我们弟兄早上说的，就是我们开始有了盼望。
Yeah, we are the first true hope in Christ.
我们是首先在基督里得着了盼望。
But that day, not only us.
在那一天，就不仅仅是这么少数的人。
It's all people on earth.
是所有在地上的人。
And all creation.
所有受造。
On heaven or on earth.
在天上在地上的。
And all will be under this head.
都在这个头之下。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
You see so many things are happening in the world, you feel so sad.
我们看见在世界上发生的许多事情叫我们感觉悲伤。
But Lord,Dear brothers and sisters, one of these days, all these things will under the headship of Christ.
但是里面我们稀奇的这个盼望叫做有一天这一切的事情都要在主掌权做头的这管制之下。
So this is the wonder of God's mystery of His God's will.
这乃是神旨意里面的奥秘。
Now is part of the inheritance.
而这个对你我来讲是那个基业的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is actually the most precious part of the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我而言很可能就是那个基业里面最宝贵的部分。
That Lord for God, this, the mystery of His will to Him is most important.
这一个 神旨意里面的奥秘对神而言可能对他讲是最重要的。
Now his son is going to be the head of all things.
他的儿子要做万有的元首。
Now he's going to bless every one of us.
他要祝福我们每一个人。
But bless every one of us as people under that head.
他要怎样祝福我们呢？我们在那个头之下的百姓，他来祝福我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Today you argue with your wife.
今天我们可能跟自己妻子争吵。
You every time you come to see brothers and sisters, when brothers and sisters say anything, you feel hurt.
或者我们遇见弟兄姊妹的时候，弟兄姊妹说的话叫我受伤了。
But that day, when these things happen, you praise the Lord, you thank the Lord that you know the brother is actually good to me. My wife is actually good to me.
到了那一天，我们要感谢赞美神。原来我的妻子说的话是他爱我、
yes.
我弟兄姊妹说的话是他爱我。
Amen. See, brothers and sisters, our whole concept is different.
我们那个时候所有的观念都不一样了。
So dear brothers and sisters, the will of the mystery of his will is the most important part of the spiritual blessing, spiritual inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，所以这个神旨意的奥秘对于我们那属灵基业而言是最重要的一部分。
It is most important to him.
因为这个对神来讲是最重要的。
So it ought to be most important to you and me.
所以应该对你我来讲也是最重要的。
It solves all our problems.
这能够解决我们所有的问题。
It changed curse to joy.
它把那个咒诅变成喜乐。
Yeah, change curse into blessing.
使咒诅变成祝福。
It's wonderful, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常奇妙的。
So think about, so we should never...Look down upon the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们请大家不要轻看神永远的旨意。
It is not a slogan.
这不是一个口号。
It is so real.
这是非常真实的。
It is real to him.
对他而言是非常真的。
It is real to us.
对我们而言也是真的。
If we hold on to that as our spiritual inheritance.
如果我们持守这做我们的属灵的基业，
We live a blessed life on earth.
我们在地上就过一个蒙福的生活。
And then not only that, we will be a blessing to other people.
不仅如此，我们也成为别人的祝福。
We don't get hold of that.
我们若是不持守它，
We live a life without real purpose.
我们就过一个没有真正目标的生活。
Now at the end of the life, you may be very rich.
可能在你人生结束，你可能地上很富有。
But you will be so sad.
但是你会非常悲伤。
Because you have nothing to do.With the eternal purpose of God.
因为你跟神永远的旨意毫不相干。
There's a wonderful spiritual inheritance that I missed.
在这里有一个非常奇妙的属灵的基业，我错过了。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, that says the spiritual inheritance to us.
这是在这里保罗向我们告诉我们，对我们而言什么是属灵的基业。
But then we are actually are that we are the inheritance of God.
然后呢，保罗告诉我们，我们实际上也是神的产业。
And sisters, maybe another verse in the Bible will illustrate this thing really well.
可能在圣经另外一处经文呢，把这个说得更清楚。
God is reallythe Lord really treasures his own inheritance.
神非常宝贵他自己的产业。
His own inheritance is where he entrusts his hope.
他自己的产业，他要把他自己所有的期望都托付给他。
In the Isaiah chapter 19,
在以赛亚书第十九章。
The last verse in the chapter.
在那一章的最后一节。
The Lord said, Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance.
在那里他说到，埃及是我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业。
Israel, my people, means he loves Yes, I'm sorry, the Egypt. He loved Egyptian people.
他讲到埃及是我的百姓，因为他爱所有埃及的人。
Yeah, And Assyria is the hand of is the work of my hand.
他说亚述是我手的工作。
Because at that time the Lord actually used Assyria to do something.
因为在那个时代，神用了亚述来做他要做的工。
But then he says, Israel, my inheritance.
然后他就说以色列是我的产业。
So the inheritance is not only people he loved.
所以产业不仅是他所爱的百姓。
And the inheritance is not only the work that he works in.
而且基业呢也不仅仅是他手所做的那个工作本身。
The inheritance is something that he has an expectation.
在他的产业里面他有他的期望。
This is extremely important to him.
这个对他来讲是极端的重要。
Now he works, he manages, he develops his inheritance.
他在那里工作栽培啊在那里管理并且在那里发展。
Yeah, and this inheritance is supposed to represent him.
这一个基业要用来代表他。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
when we come to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18,
所以我们来到以弗所书第一章十八节的时候
when Apostle Paul says that we are his, the Lord's inheritance,
保罗说到我们成了他的基业。
God actually has a great expectation for us.
神向着我们他有一个极大的期望
is only his inheritance can represent him.
就是让他的基业来代表他。
Yeah, nobody else can represent him.
没有其他的人可以代表他。
Only his inheritance can represent him.
只有他的基业能够代表他。
And then Paul got serious.
然后保罗就非常的严肃。
He says, the riches of the glory.
他说这个丰盛的荣耀。
In, of the inheritance.
这个基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters, on one hand, the Lord considers us as his inheritance.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，一面来说，神把我们当作他的产业。
And on the other hand, he expects the riches of the glory in this inheritance.
但是另外一面，他期望在这一个基业里面能够看见他丰盛的荣耀。
Now, if this inheritance goes on year after year, and nobody can see the glory in it.
如果这一个基业呢，随着年日往前去，而没有一个人看见荣耀的话
，Yeah, the Lord's heart is really sad.
那我们神的心就非常的悲伤。
And not only the Lord wants to see the glory in His inheritance.
不仅神要看见在他的基业里面有荣耀
，He wants to see the riches of the glory in his inheritance.
而且他是要看见丰盛的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, it seems the Lord's just Apostle Paul probably couldn't find a word to describe that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，可能使徒保罗没有办法找到别的方法来描述他。
He can only see the riches of the glory.Of his inheritance.
他只能说他基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now, when we look on, I mean, we read on.
现在我们再往前看。
And we see what he concretely, what he really was talking about.
我们看见他，我们实实在在、确确实实看他在说什么。
Yeah, he says the riches of the glory.
他说他丰盛的荣耀。
So he brings in a person.
所以他带进了一位。
He brings in.Christ Jesus.
他带进了基督耶稣。
So right after he talks about the riches of glory of the inheritance in his saints. Right after that.
在他刚刚说完他的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀之后
He said, God raised his son from the dead.
他说神使他的儿子从死里复活。
By great power.
是借着浩大的能力。
To raise him up.
把他使他从死里复活
above all principalities and authorities
使他上升远超过一切有权主治和有能的
yes and above every name named
是和远胜过地上一切有名的
and he raised him up high to the right hand of himself
把他升高到他自己的右边
so dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
this is the sourceOf the riches of the glory.
这乃是那个丰盛荣耀的源头。
Yes, so the Lord God raised his son, Jesus Christ, to the highest.
所以我们看见主神使他的儿子 上升到达到了最高点。
But what does that have to do with us?
那个跟我们有什么关系呢？
And immediately he says the church is his body.
立刻他就说教会就是他的身体。
And the fullness of him who fills all in all.
而教会是那充满万有者他的丰满的彰显。
So he raised his son up to the right hand of him above everything.
所以他把他的儿子身高远超一切坐在他的右边。
And he raised him from the dead.
他使他从死里复活。
By great power.
是借着浩大的能力。
And this power from the beginning of the universe never happened.
啊，这一个浩大的能力从宇宙开始以来一直没有出现过。
But now, Lord God, he demonstrated in raising his son from the dead.
现在我们的主，我们的神从他儿子从死里复活，把这个能力啊表现出来。
Not only to raise him from the dead, but raise him up to the highest place.
不仅从死里复活，并且使他上升上到天上最高之处。
And above everything,
远超过一切。
Above every power,
远超过一切的能力。
Then he says, the church is his body.
然后他就说，教会就是他的头。
And the fullness of him who fills all in all.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
So the body of Christ, he says, the body of Christ is just not a group of people, not simply a group of people.
所以基督的身体不仅仅是一群人聚在一起。You know,
first of all, the position of this body of Christ is really high.
第一，我们看见呢，这基督身体所在的地位是非常的高的。
The principality and authority and all powers in the earth cannot touch it.
一切执政掌权的、有能组织的都不能摸到它。
Because the body of Christ is with the Christ.
因为基督的身体是与基督在一起。
But brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that you and I don't have to do anything. We are so great. It doesn't mean that.
弟兄姊妹，这个意思并不是说的。这个太好了，所以我们什么事都不要做了。
But it says, but it immediately says, what is the body of Christ?
他立刻就告诉我们说，什么是基督的身体呢？
The body of the Christ is not just a group of people, 1,000 people gathered together. No.
基督的身体并不是一群比如说1,000人聚在一起，不是的。
It is the fullness of something.
它乃是一件事情，某一件事情它的丰满。
And that thing.Is the one that fills all.
那一位呢，乃是那要充满万有的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we just read in Ephesians 1 that God wants His Son to be the head of everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚才说到以弗所书第一章讲到，神要使他的爱子在万有之上做元首。
Yeah, He is going to fill everything.
他要来充满万有。
Now the body of Christ is what He fills.
那么基督的身体就是他充满的。
The great thing is, brothers and sisters, if we surrender ourselves to that.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面最大的事情就是，若是我们对这件事情我们投降的话，
yeah, and let Him fill us.
我们让他来充满我们。
Then we are that body of Christ.
那么我们就成为基督的身体。
Now if we are together,
如果我们聚在一起，
none of us want Him to fill us.
没有一个人愿意让他来充满。
Is that the body of Christ?
那是基督的身体吗？
Now, strictly according to this Ephesians 2, what Paul says,
严格的照着以弗所书保罗所说的，
it is not.
不是。
Because the body of Christ has to be the one, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
因为基督的身体必须是那充满万有者他的丰满。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
you know, we cannot say just we, you know, two, three of us together, even 1,000 together, we are the body of Christ. I don't think strictly we can say that.
弟兄姊妹，严格的来讲，若是我们两三个聚在一起，或者有1,000人聚在一起，我们就说这就是基督的身体。我们不能这样说的。
Because it says, is the fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
因为在这里他讲到是那位充满万有者，他丰满的发表，那才是身体。
Brothers and sisters, if that is real, if 1,000 of us here, that He fills.Each one of us.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们就是1,000人聚在这里，他充满了我们每一个人。
Then we are really the body of Christ.
那么我们才真正是基督的身体。
And then we are really seated him on the highest place, above all principalities and authorities.
然后我们才真正坐在天上最高的地方，远超过一切 有能的主治的掌权的。
When that happened,
当那个发生的时候
then you can see the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints.
然后我们才能够看见他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
What is the riches of the glory of the inheritance?
什么是他基业中那何等丰盛的荣耀呢？
It is the spiritual reality.
它乃是那属灵的实际。
It is not doctrine.
不是一个道理。
It is real life.
是实际的生活。
It is the real life of Christ in you and in me.
乃是基督的生命在你和我里面。
And the real life of Jesus Christ in you and me, not only there, but also dominant, also in control.
不仅是主耶稣的生命在你我的里面仅仅在那里而已，而是在我们里面掌权治理管制一切。
Yes, yes, we live accordingly.
我们照着他来生活。
We work accordingly.
我们照着他来工作。
That wonderful life of Christ.
那个基督奇妙的生命。
When it fills all of us.
当他充满了我们每一个人。
That's the spiritual reality.
那才是属灵的实际。
And that is the body of Christ.
那才是基督的身体。
That is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints.
那才是说出他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters, may this be an encouragement to us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，愿这些给我们激励。
It actually is your choice and my choice.
实际上这是你我的选择。
To let the Lord Jesus fill our life is our choice.
让主来充满我们的生命，这是我们的选择。
Yeah, you can decide, no, I don't want to.
你可以决定说不，我不要。
Or you can decide, thank you, Lord, I want to.
你我可以决定说主啊，我愿意。
It's just that simple.
就这么简单。
But that makes a difference whether we together emanate his glory or not.
这个决定你我聚在一起能不能发出他的荣耀的光。
Yeah, you and me, we are all his inheritance.
你和我我们能不能成为他的基业。
Yeah, we are his inheritance, but whether there's going to be riches of glory in there.
我们是他的基业，但是问题是我们能不能彰显那个丰盛的荣耀。
It's all your choice and mine.
这都在乎你我的选择。
Now, I think you know, in Ephesians chapter 3,
在以弗所书第三章
it talks about the glory of the Lord is actually our strength.
在那里讲到主的荣耀成为我们里面的力量。
Yeah, if we go to chapter 3, we see that Paul has a prayer.
在第三章里面保罗有一个祷告。
Now he pray that God will give us the strength in the inner man.
在保罗祷告求主神呢，使我们里面的人有力量刚强起来。
Yes, according to something.
是照着什么事？一件事。
It's according to the glory of God.
乃是照着神的荣耀。
And then by the Holy Spirit.
然后借着圣灵做成。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，那是什么意思？
That means the glory of God, the glory of Lord Jesus is now our strength.
那告诉我们说神的荣耀，主耶稣基督的荣耀，现在在我里面就是我的力量。
Now, brothers and sisters, we've got to see, we've got to really grasp, get hold of God's glory, the Jesus glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要真正的自己抓住神的荣耀和主耶稣基督的荣耀。
Otherwise, we will have no strength.
要不然的话，我们毫无力量。
Apostle Paul keep saying something.
保罗在这里一直说的。
He's saying that we can be rooted in his love.
他说唯有如此，我们才可能在他的爱里面生根。
That we can have him, the Lord's life, abide in us.
我们才可能借着信心 让基督住在我的心里。
Now we can also know with all the saints the height and the length, the width, the depth.
我们才可能和众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱何等的阔长和高深。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, to let Christ live in us, it takes spiritual strength.
弟兄姊妹们，要基督能够住在我们心里面，需要有属灵的力量。
Now, if the Lord Jesus lives in me, then I cannot have funny thought anymore.
好，若是主耶稣基督住在我里面，我就不会去想那些幻想。
I cannot. I in the past, I freely get mad with my wife, I mean my kids.
在以前呢，我可以很自然的、很自由的向我的妻子或者孩子发脾气。
Now I can, brothers, sisters in the church, if they just not smiling at me, I can hate them easy.
到聚会中，若是弟兄姊妹呢不向我笑的话，我就恨他们，而且很容易就恨他们。
But if the Lord, if Christ lives in me, then I don't have that freedom anymore.
但是若基督住在我的心里面。我就再没有那个自由了。
So is that true, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，这在你身上是真的吗
？So to let Christ lives in me takes spiritual strength.
所以要让基督住在我的心里面，需要属灵的力量。
Now where do you get the spiritual strength?
我们从哪里得这个属灵的力量
？Also Paul says the glory of God, the glory of Lord Jesus.
再一次告诉我们说，这个力量是从神的荣耀。从基督的荣耀来的。
Yes, with that glory, then we can have spiritual strength.
借着那个荣耀，那么我里面就有这属灵的力量。
So, dear brothers and sisters, next time when you come to the church and some brothers and sisters doesn't smile at you, and you're so mad inside, you just take a look at the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们
this thing will be fine.
弟兄姊妹们，下一次若是你在聚会中有人不对你笑，你里面非常的生气的时候，这个时候要赶快转眼注视耶稣。
Or when you drive in the freeway and somebody cut you in，
或者你在高速公路上开车，有人就切进你的车道。
And you want to curse？
你想要呢这个咒骂他。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus。
赶快转眼。看主耶稣
，It's not going to happen.
他就你就不会。
This is also real.
这个弟兄姊妹是非常真的。
Glory of God, the glory of Lord Jesus is our internal strength.
神的荣耀，还有主耶稣基督的荣耀，是我们里面的力量。
And then we are supposed to be rooted in Christ, in Christ's love.
而且我们应该要在基督的爱中生根。
That's not easy either.
弟兄姊妹，那也不容易的。
You know,I only love those that I like. I like my grandson, so I love him.
我只能爱我喜欢的人。
Yeah,
像我爱我的孙子一样。
So those people, I don't have that natural attachment, and I don't love.
那些跟我没有天然关系的人，我就不太爱了。
And I say I love because I'm a Christian, but I don't.
我虽然说我爱，因为我是基督徒，实际上我却不爱。
So to love somebody with agape.
所以要用神那样 agape 的爱
It takes spiritual strength.
它需要有属灵的力量
It takes the strength in the inner man.
需要我们里面的人刚强起来
Where does it come from?
而这个力量从哪里来呢
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我们必须要转眼注视耶稣
The glory of the Lord
主的荣耀
enables us
使我们有能力
to love with agape love.
我们能够用神的爱来爱人。
This is so true.
弟兄姊妹，这非常实真实。
And I know with the saints, the height and the depth, and the width, and the length.
然后与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Now in Chinese translation says 基督的爱 meaning the Christ love, but actually in the language original language, it just says the height and the depth and the width and the length.
在中文圣经里面加了基督的爱，在原文里面它只讲到长阔高深。
And the love is in the next sentence.
那么那个爱是下一句话才。
So let's assume that the height, depth, and the width and the length is talk about something, talk about Christ.
所以让我们来假设啊，这里讲到长阔高深呢，不是讲到那个基督的爱，而是讲到基督自己。
Of course, it includes love, but it is actually the Christ Himself.
当然，它包含了爱，但是实际上它就是基督自己。
Now to understand that, it takes spiritual energy.
我们若是要明白基督有多长、多阔、多高、多深，
no, we don't have time.
需要力量。
Yeah, I just say one thing.
我只要我没有时间，我只说一件事。
About width.
About 就是。讲到那个宽度
the width means that everybody in the church
这个宽度讲到在教会里面的每一个人
no matter whether his color is white or whether color is brown
或者他是白种人或者是黄种人
or black
或者是黑人
you know you have to understand that God's love is to all of them
我们必须要看见呢，神对人的爱是对所有的人
And then sometimes you are so used to those people who have the same the so-called education background.
所以有的时候我们习惯于跟有同样教育背景的人。
Now some people don't have the same education, and then you like to keep a distance from.
有的人可能根本没有受过什么教育，我们就跟他保持一个距离。
Now the Bible tells us that you have to love them all.
不，圣经告诉我们说，我们必须要爱他们所有人。
And you have to see them as, you know, the same.
我们要一视同仁。
There's whether it's Jews or Gentiles.
无论是犹太人或者是外邦人。
Now, whether it's a bondman or a free man.
是做奴仆的或者自由人、自主的。
Christ is all and is in all.
而基督是一切又在一切之内。
To believe that and to practice that takes spiritual strength.
要相信这个并且活出来需要属灵的力量。
Yeah, so when you see brothers and sisters who are coming from different backgrounds.
所以我们看见有从不同背景来的弟兄姊妹们的时候
It's so easy for us to see them differently.
我们很容易看他们的不同
But the Lord wants us to treat them differently.
但是主要我们一样的对待
Yes, the same, all the same.
他们都一样
Brothers and sisters, take spiritual strength to do that.
弟兄姊妹这需要属灵的力量
Where does that spiritual strength come from?
这个力量从哪里来呢
It comes from the glory of the Lord.
这是从主的荣耀
When we see the glory of the Lord,
当我们看见主的荣耀
these differences are nothing.
这些差别呢就微不足道
You can embrace your brother.
我们就可以拥抱我们的弟兄
You are rich and he's poor, doesn't matter.
你很富有他很贫穷毫无关系
You have a college degree and he hasn't learned anything doesn't matter
你有大学学位他什么都没有这也无关紧要
You have to embrace him
我们可以拥抱
this is the glory of the Lord the power of that in us allowing us to do that enabling us to do that
这是神的荣耀使我们他的能力使我们得着力量
So thank the Lord for that
所以我们为此感谢主
Now I think finally I just want to say one thing.
我想最后我要再说一件事。
Five minutes, I'm going to quit.
五分钟我就结束。
You know, we know that we are His inheritance.
我们知道我们是神的基业。
We also know that God takes that very seriously.
我们也知道神很严肃地看这件事。
Now we also know that our Lord Jesus, He was crucified on the cross so that these things can happen.
我们也知道主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，使这些事能够实现。
And also we want to do it.
我们也盼望我们能够行出来。
You know, what we should do.
那么我们该怎么办呢？
So brothers and sisters, remember two things here.
弟兄姊妹们，请记住两件事。
Just in this chapter.
就在这一章里面。
You know, this chapter says that is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
在这里讲到他那充满万有者的丰满。
It is a matter of life.
这实际上是关乎生命的。
Now, in the book of Isaiah, the last, in chapter 61, it talks about something called The tree of righteousness.
在以赛亚书末了的时候，六十一章他讲到公义的树。
Yeah, it says that it's God is planted by God for His glory.
他说这公义的树乃是神亲自栽种的，是为着他的荣耀。
It is a matter of life.
这是关乎生命的。
When God planted, so the seed is God's seed.
所以因为是神所种的，那个种子就是神的种子。
Yeah, its life is God's life.
那个生命乃是神的生命。
Brothers and sisters, these days when we walk all around the, the campus, we see this beautiful California redwood.
这几天我们在校园里面看见加州非常漂亮的红木。
Brothers and sisters, these redwoods can live 2,000 years.
弟兄姊妹，这些红木可以活过超过2000年。
But if you take a closer look,
但是你近看，
every bit inside that tree is redwood.
它在那棵树上的每一个细节都是红木。
And also you cannot make it grow.
但是你却没有办法使它生长。
It's only God makes it grow.
是神使它生长。
So it is a wonderful picture.
所以这是一个很好的一幅图画。
Of a life of Christ in us.
基督的生命在我们里面。
If we allow that to really live in us.
如果我们真的让它活在我们里面。
To really grow.
在我们里面长大。
It lasts a long, long time.
它能够活非常的长。
Yeah, the wind, the storm, the thunder, the lightning doesn't affect it.
风暴雷电都不能够影响它。
It may be broken. You may think it's dead, but next year it's come up again.
它可能被击打，被折掉，但是第二年它又冒出芽。
And the people from distance see it. They see the glory of God.
远处的人看见它的时候，他们看见神的荣耀。
Because it says these trees of righteousness are for God's glory.
因为在这里说到这一棵公义树，神所栽种的。是为着神的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
no, that is how the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints shows up.
这是怎样能够使神基业中那何等丰盛的荣耀彰显出来的路。
And another picture in Isaiah in chapter 62.
在另外以赛亚书另外一幅图画就是在62章
It talks about the city of Jerusalem.
在那里讲到耶路撒冷城
Now this Lord Jesus the Christ he assigns a watchman on the wall.
神在这里呼喊说你们要在城墙上设立守望的
It is the Lord Jesus I mean Christ who's assigned.
实际上是我们的主耶稣基督他在那里任命。
Yeah, it is explicit in chapter 62.
在第62章那里是很明显的这样说的。
Yeah, it's Christ who assigned servants there.
他说是基督在那里设立他的仆人。
He assigned these servants to be watchmen.
他要设立他的仆人做守望者。
And they will not rest, and they will not let God rest.
他们呢不休息，他们也不让神休息。
Now, until God makes Jerusalem,
直到神使耶路撒冷。
Until God establishes Jerusalem,
直到神建立耶路撒冷。
As a praise on the earth,
使他在地上成为可赞美的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is another picture of His inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是关于他基业的另外一幅图画。
Yeah, so Jerusalem become a praise on the earth.
所以耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Sisters, this talks about spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，这是说到属灵的实际。
It is not God works on these bricks on the wall.
不是说神在那个墙上面来砌砖。
The brick is just you and me.
好，我们就是那个砖。
Yeah, the Lord works on you and works on me.
主在你我的里面做工。
So the reality of Christ is in there, in every brick.
所以在每一个砖的里面都有基督的实际。
So when people see it from a distance,
当人从远处看的时候
and they say, this is glorious.
他们说这是荣耀的。
This is God's glory.
这是神的荣耀。
And they praise it.
他们就赞美。
And Jerusalem become a praise on the earth.
耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
Brothers and sisters, what is Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹，什么是耶路撒冷呢？
Jerusalem is today, wherever we meet.
耶路撒冷是今天我们不论在哪里聚集。
The Lord wants us to be a praise on the earth.
主盼望我们在地上成为可赞美的。
Yeah, the Ephesians chapter 3 says that God's purpose is so that he can make known to all the principalities authorities through the church his own wisdom.
啊，在以弗所书第三章里面讲到，神要啊借着教会使天上这些执政掌权的知道他百般的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, these principalities and authorities in the air, they are very, very smart.
在空中执政掌权的这些是非常的聪明的。
Now, if we just have appearance of being good,
如果我们只有外表上看起来很好
，you know, they see us through quickly.
他很快就看透我们。
You can't cheat them.
我们不可能呢。欺骗他们。
But if we have spiritual reality,
但是若是我们里面有属灵的实际
，the precious Lord Jesus' life in you and in me,
那宝贵主耶稣基督的生命在你我里面
，not only in there but also working,
啊，不仅仅是在那里，而且在里面做工的
，govern our life,
他管制我们的生活。
If that's the case,
若那是实在的话
，every brick.On Jerusalem's wall.
那么在耶路撒冷城墙上每一个砖
shines out the spiritual reality of Christ.
都照射出基督那属灵的实际
principality and authority in the air.
那么在天上的那些执政掌权的
when they see that,
当他们看见这个
they can only praise the wisdom of God.
他们只能来称颂神的智慧
They might be enemies.
他们可能是仇敌
yeah, they might be cynical.
他们很可能也很挑剔的
yeah, they might be mocking.
他们也可能在戏笑我们
but when they see the spiritual reality of our brothers and sisters,
但是他看见弟兄姊妹们里面属灵的实际
now they have to prostrate and say, Lord, say, Jesus, you are Lord.
他们不得不俯伏在基督的面前说主耶稣你是主
God is wise.
神是智慧的
And he gave praise to the Lord.
他们就向神发出赞美
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
let us aim high.
愿我们我们目标我们要高
Yeah, today we meet everywhere.
今天我们在各处聚会
We have to aim that we becomeThe riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints.
我们要求主让我们有一个目标，让他在圣徒中所得的基业显出丰盛的荣耀。
Not only here in San Francisco, but also in Seattle, also in Los Angeles, and everywhere.
不仅在三藩市，在西雅图，在洛杉矶，在每一个地方。
Yeah, may the spiritual reality.
愿这属灵的实际
May the life of Jesus Christ
就是我们主耶稣基督的生命
fills everywhere
在每一个地方充满
that his name and the name of God his Father is praised
让他的名和他父的名得着赞美
Let's pray
我们祷告
Lord we really thank you really praise you
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Now your expectation for us is so noble.
你向我们所有的期望是何等的尊贵。
Beyond what we can imagine.
远超过我们所能想象。
You put your own glory, the hope of your own glory in us.
你把你自己的荣耀，还有那荣耀的盼望在我们里面。
And you want us to be your rich, that you want to find among us the riches of the glory of your inheritance.
你盼望在我们中间找到你基业中那丰盛的荣耀。
Lord, oftentimes we feel very weak.
主啊，许多时候我们感觉自己非常软弱。
We are weak so many times.
许多时候我们是那样的软弱。
We don't know how to express you.
我们不知道怎样流露你自己。
But Lord, you're full of mercy.
主啊，但是你充满了怜悯。
You're full of grace.
你充满了恩典。
You're full of patience.
你充满了忍耐。
You're full of hope.
你充满了盼望。
So Lord, we really thank you.
所以主，我们实在感谢你。
So may your glory be our strength.
愿你的荣耀成为我们的力量。
We live and serve.
让我们生活和侍奉。
To the praise of your glory.
能够使你的荣耀得着称赞。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.